Over the years, I've become very famous for a lot of my theories. The sardine theory, of course, has me in the history books already.
Surely you've stolen from somewhere else.
Not one.
My inverted pyramid of risk theory.
What?
And I've long maintained that we are out of ideas in the world of arts, like music, television, movies. There's
Literatur?
Yeah, literatur. I believe that there are a finite amount of songs that can be written because there are not an infinite amount of notes and chords. You run out of room, and you can only put those few notes and chords in the different progressions so many times before you're copying somebody. So I think we're out of ideas when it comes to music. I've long thought we're out of ideas when it comes to movies. All we seem to have anymore are sequels and remakes.
This is so oversimplified, everything you're saying.
And I've always thought that we were out of ideas when it came to television programs as well. Well, the very respected journalist Neil Genslinger from the New York Times.
The New York Slimes.
Agrees with me. He writes a column this week called The Naked Truth, New Sitcoms Are Reruns. And he says this is supposed to be a comeback season for the sitcom, but the problem is we've reached the end of comedy.
Whoa.
He says that Zooey Deschanel's new show, The New Girl, on Fox is insufferable. So is Two Broke Girls on CBS. Is Two and a Half Men with Ashton Kutcher on CBS. He says Whitney is terrible on NBC. On ABC, The Awful, Suburgatory, and Last Man Standing are more examples of how we've reached the end of comedy. He says no comedy series is breaking ground this fall. He says they have ceased to evolve. Ms. Deschanel's show, her character moves in with three guys. It's a role reverse Three's Company. Up All Night on NBC with Christina Applegate and Will Arnett is working new parent territory, explored 60 years ago by I Love Lucy. On Last Man Standing, Tim Allen is basically doing a Tim Allen impersonation, just like Home Improvement. He says now all of the shows have devolved or hit a dead end. So now they just talk about genitalia, technology that makes them look stupid, parents plus kids equals war.
That's a good idea.
That's funny.
Eek, a baby has been added to the mix. Or they focus on clods in the workplace.
Oh. That's so true, you can relate.
Like we used to see on Mary Tyler Moore 40 years ago. Is he right? Have we reached the end of comedy?
No, that's stupid. That is stupid. He just had a deadline and he had to hurry up and write a column. I know that feeling. So you just make up something. No, it's ridiculous. Just because there's no groundbreaking sitcoms this fall doesn't mean, oh, human beings are now incapable of creating a groundbreaking sitcom in the future. That's silly. There's all kinds of problems with the sitcom making machine. You have a bunch of people who aren't creative as executives who make decisions and they dumb down shows that could be good if you just left it to creative people. That's the problem with that. It's not that we are out of ideas. Now, the fact that we reissue ideas and just kind of change the cosmetics of them, but they're still the same basic stories, that's been going on since caveman times.
Yeah, the situations change of the situation comedy.
But the situations will all be similar because they involve people and, hey, this one's set in the workplace. Hey, this one's set in the home. Well, you can't just say that every comedy that's set in the workplace is exactly the same and so we're out of ideas. That's wrong. There's some basic components that they're going to share with other sitcoms, but it doesn't mean that we're out of ideas.
Yeah, The Office was groundbreaking a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're almost to the point, aren't we, where the laugh track, we've almost gotten it out of sitcoms?
Yeah, I think that's a huge development in sitcomdom, is that people are now comfortable with not having a laugh track.
And there's several shows, by the way, that kind of take off from The Office on that whole documentary thing where
Modern Family does
Family does it. Parks and Recreation does, too, where they sit down and talk to the camera for a moment and tell you about what was happening.
Of all the network sitcoms, and I try to sample just about all of them, And I've always loved The Office. That's great, but it's on its last legs.
Although it's gotten a little bit better the last few weeks, I think.
A little bit.
And he's no longer there, right?
Steve Carell?
Right.
No, that's what they're struggling through.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still good without Steve Carell?
The last few weeks have been pretty funny, I think.
Been okay.
Good's a strong term.
To me, the only one that is really, really good anymore is Modern Family. That's the one sitcom that I think is of the new generation, Post Office, let's say. Get it? That is really, really funny. But that's, like you said, that's kind of Office style. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they're breaking any ground, but it's
well written.
It's well written.
Funny jokes.
Great acting. It's very funny. There's not another one that I like.
Have you tried to watch How I Met Your Mother?
Yes, and it just doesn't do anything for me. Yeah,
I've tried that too. I think that show is great.
Is that one kind of long in the tooth, though, now?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
They need to get on with it.
It's already into syndicated reruns.
I tried to watch Two and a Half Men with Ashton Kutcher, and it was awful.
I watched the first one.
I've never liked 30 Rock. A lot of people love 30 Rock, but I think that's really overrated. There are some good elements to it. I think Alec Baldwin's great, and I like Kenneth the Page and all that. I'm not saying it's terrible. I just don't think it's God's gift to TV like a lot of people think.
Well, you just hate the way that everyone lionizes Tina Fey.
Yeah.
That's what you're so annoyed by. Yeah, but you have to admit that 30 Rock is better than most of the crap that's out there. At least they're doing it.
Yes.
It's more well-written. More well-written? That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Than a lot of these other ones that you're mentioning.
I would agree, yeah.
But isn't where we are in technology now and where we are in media now killing the situation comedy? The dude who's 27 years old does not go to ABC's 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night to get his laughs. He goes to his laptop.
Yeah, you
or he watches one of the many edgier shows on cable and satellite, like, you know, The Daily Show or something like that, or Tosh.0. You can get so much more way over-the-top comedy there than you can get away with on network television.
And I think that's the problem. And Genslinger talks about this in his New York Times article, that they're having to really go the genitalia route on network TV, that they're saying a lot of things that they used to not say or couldn't get away with. But they're having to do that because the bar has been raised so much. And I think it's been raised by HBO sitcoms, which they still have some very good ones. Curb Your Enthusiasm's awesome. I like Bored to Death. I don't know if you guys watch that. That's a really weird... You know, I like movies and shows that have that weird feel, just a different feel. Bored to Death has got a great feel to it. Jason Schwartzman and Ted Danson, Zach Galifianakis. It's really funny. It's very quirky, though. It's not for everybody.
I like websites.
But I think they're still on cable, if you still call it that, where you can get away with everything. Nudity, language. There's still a little room for growth there, but they've found that dead end on network TV because they can't get away with all that.
You ever watch that It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No. A lot of people recommend that.
I heard that's good.
It's pretty funny. My God, the language on that show.
What's that on?
It's on FX, I believe, originally. It's also in reruns on, like, the Comedy Channel or something. Man, is there some cussing on there.
Big Bang Theory, see, people saying that's good?
I don't get that one.
That's good.
I get it.
Norm loves that show.
But see, we've amped it up so much, though, on shows like that, that when you turn on the sitcom on CBS or something, it's going to just seem lame.
The heroin's been cranked up. We need bigger and bigger doses of it.
So how long before you start seeing really edgy stuff on the main networks, like a Tosh.0 type show?
You're all on about Tosh.0. You're just so crazy about
that show. Is funny.
All right, so if you drop Seinfeld now, just say it debuted now, would it be a big hit?
No, I think it's
not to the degree that it was.
So it was basically a creature of its time.
Sure. But all these things were, but there's a lot of sitcoms that hold up, and that was part of our initial discussion. What black and white sitcoms are still good? And, you know, I heard from some younger people, you know, in their 20s, saying, hey, I got on the kick where I watched Andy Griffith or Leave It to Beaver or Munsters or whatever, and they said it was good. Now, this P1 that I'm talking about mentioned that at his workplace, and a girl who was like a couple years younger than him SG'd him for it.
How dare he watch that?
How dare he have a positive opinion about something that was in black and white? Because that's SG.
There's some old shows that still hold up. You could find the Munsters episode that would still make you laugh.
Munsters wasn't funny when it was on.
Oh, it was awesome.
It was.
The Munsters is so great. You know what I realized yesterday after we had our discussion of which black and white sitcoms we liked? Black and white TV was always a tune out to me as a kid. As soon as we got a color set, probably when I was 9 maybe, 74 I think is when we got a color set, after that, I didn't want to watch black and white TV. So the only thing that would attract me to black and white would be something that was cartoonish, like the Munsters. The Munsters seemed, it was so different that it transcended black and white. But yeah. Then when I would watch Andy Griffith, it was so boring looking.
Griffith is great.
It was cartoonish when Herman was trying out for the L.A. Dodgers.
Yes, or riding a go-kart.
Hit a baseball 3 miles.
Yeah. Out there playing golf.
They would have signed you, but it was too expensive.
And for whatever reason, I liked the Munsters more than Adam's Family. The Adam's Family was in black and white, too, but the Munsters was just funnier to me.
Yeah, they didn't have Grandpa, they didn't have the cartoon known as Herman Munster.
Morticia was much hotter, though, than Lily.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Morticia was extremely hot.
Not funnier.
Gilligan's Island, by the way, way funnier in color than black and white.
Yes, no doubt about it. Yeah, a lot of those shows started in black and white. Like I Dream of Jeannie, the first year, I think, was black and white, and Gilligan and a few of those. But we think mainly of them as being in color.
Okay, so Two Broke Girls, that's one of the current ones that you mentioned, this guy mentions, that's horrible. And Georgia, you said that networks aren't pushing the envelope. They're kind of...
I think they are. But, I mean, compared to what people are getting away with on FX, it seems lame.
Listen to this line from Two Broke Girls. Okay, the blender explodes, the top wasn't secured on it, so it sprays all over this other girl. And she says... This is on network television, right?
Mm-hmm.
They say Christmas comes once a year.
I think it just did.
That's network TV. Wow. Sitcom. That's as edgy as anything that doesn't have cussing on it that's on cable, right?
What network? I'm going to fire off an email CBS. Later today. CBS.
By the way, that show up all night. They'll use the bleep on you in just regular conversation.
Really?
Yeah.
The Office has gone to that, too. They'll use the bleep.
Hey, yeah, they do. They've done that for a while, though, haven't they?
They've done it for a few years now. Yeah.
Greatest sitcom of the modern era was Arrested Development. It just could get no traction.
No kidding.
Boy,
I didn't get that
show when it was on, and Netflix has so turned me around on that show.
It's a great show.
How did that not work out?
I don't know. Smart, funny, it's fast-paced. It's not like it's slow-paced or anything.
That's the thing. You can have a show like that, but if it doesn't get that early traction, it dies. You've got, what, a month to get it going on network television? Mm-hmm. If you don't, you're out.
No laugh track on that one. God, it's such a good show. Have you watched it yet, Georgia?
No, I've still got it.
That's so great.
Got it on my list. I'll get to it.
All right, that is Sitcom Talk. It's 8:35 on the ticket. Coming up.